And we turn now to WBUR's Steve Brown in Boston. And Steve, you were watching that briefing a little while ago. As we've mentioned, the authorities now saying 3 people have died, more than 100 injured. We've been watching those numbers climb. What else can you tell us about what officials had to say?
Well, Governor Deval Patrick says the city of Boston will be open tomorrow, but it will not be business as usual. He's telling citizens to be aware.
And I'm afraid we've lost our connection with Steve Brown in Boston. Robert, Steve, are you back? Yeah, we were just hearing Governor Patrick talking about what he called a horrific day there in Boston, and this story has been unfolding through the day. Not much information yet about who might be responsible. No information about who might be responsible.
No, as we've said, investigators are now on the scene along with a joint terrorism task force. And to walk us through how this kind of investigation works, we're joined now by Brian.
Well,
by, okay. I'm sorry. Steve Brown is back.
Steve Brown is back with us. Steve, sorry, we lost your connection
That's
there.
That's okay.
And what were you telling us about what else?
Well, I was saying that it's going to be heightened security in the downtown area, in about a 2 or 3 block area around Boylston Street at the finish line. That's closed off. It's sealed off. National Guard troops are there, just allowing residents to get into that area. You have to show ID to get in to get back to your homes in that area.
And in terms of the investigation itself, Steve, Boston police are saying they do not have suspects.
They don't. There was a rumor going around that they were talking to somebody of interest at one of the hospitals. Police Commissioner Ed Davis said that absolutely not. They do not have a person at the hospital that they're talking to. They're talking to a number of people. They will not say, though, that it's a person of interest or people of interest. They're just talking to people.
Yeah. There have also been reports throughout the day, Steve, of other suspicious packages, suspicious devices being found. What did the Boston Police Commissioner have to say about that?
Again, the fact that a lot of people dropped things, so they're checking everything out around the way. A lot of people are kind of gun-shy right now after what had happened there. So now they're getting a lot of reports of things that are usually innocuous, but people are just kind of extra concerned.
Mm-hmm. But no actual explosive devices that were found?
Not that I'm aware of. Okay. There was one device that I know that they it exploded. The bomb squad came in and exploded sometime after the initial explosions, probably about 45 minutes after that. But I'm not aware of any others.
Okay. That's WBUR's Steve Brown in Boston. Steve, thank you.
Thank you.